literally every song in this fight is about COVID-19, including this next one by Jerkatorium.
When we started back in 63, things got tough for single guys like me. Girls got really picky about picking their man, like they only settle for one from that one band. Now I just don't know what I'm gonna do, cause I'm not as cute as Ringo, and either are you. And I love my girlfriend, but she wants more. She only wants a quarter of that fabulous four. Loving the time of Beatlemania, huh? Loving the time of Beatlemania, huh? At first they were a novelty band, the worst band in the world. First they ruined rock and roll, and now they stole my girl.
Okay, this one, what the hell? I'm sorry. Mike,
what
does it mean? Ask Paul to fix a hole.
Yeah, Mike, what's
yeah,
that about?
Yeah, what the fuck? Who wrote that shitty lyric?
No, I don't get it. I'm pretty sure I picked up on all the other references, but that one just left me completely confused.
So you couldn't be bothered to Google fix a hole?
I don't think you should Google fix a hole.
Don't Google image search it. Just Google it.
Why would I bother to Google it when I could just wait 24 hours and ask you guys?
Fixing a hole where the rain gets in to stop my mind from wondering where it will go.
Which one is that?
It's a song called Fixing a Hole by the Beatles.
Oh,
you may have heard of it.
From that quote, we're going to have to pay the estate of Michael Jackson $100,000.
Luckily, it was, you know, not tuneful enough to be actually recognized by Content ID, so I think we're safe.
I'll un-auto-tune it. I'll do whatever the opposite of auto-tuning is.
Auto-tune it to a different song. Get content matched by
I'm
both.
I'm asking Paul to fix a hole.
See how many different copyright strikes you can get from one song.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What was the Christmas song you thought the gaping maw sound?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls, yeah. Maybe we can tune
it
to
Deck
the Halls.
No, that wasn't Gaping Maw, though. That was Cave Dollars.
Oh, Cave Dollars, yeah.
Alright, so, yeah. Anyway, a very cute song, guys. A bit of a novelty song, but...
No, come on.
It
was from the heart, Brian. There was no novelty involved.
In the context of this song fight, it was a nice break. Kudos on coming up with something completely unexpected and running with it and making it work.
Well, we were all in our 20s in 1963, so including you, Alice.
Wait, what? Is there something I don't know?
Alice was also, yeah.
Dad, I have questions. How does that work?
None of us were alive in 1963.
Yep, that is true.
You any more or less than any of us. But. My mother was actually a Beatles fan. She wasn't a crazed Beatles fan, but she definitely was into them.
Alice, have you ever seen the movie Flashdance?
Nope.
Okay.
She did not recognize that there was a reference there even.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't seen that movie. Has anybody seen that movie?
No, I have not. I've seen snippets from it.
I've heard the terrible song enough times.
I told you there was a reference to She's a Maniac in the middle of their song.
I did recognize that song because that song is a meme song.
I'm sorry.
It's a meme song. I didn't know that.
Yes. I lose track of which song she recognizes because of memes and which one she doesn't recognize at all.
Yeah. It's all about the Duolingo owl getting splashed by a bucket of water.
Yep, there. Pretty much.
I think my job at this point is to just bring covers and memes to the world of song fight.
Yes, tell us about shit posts, Alice.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, I told you the song was a theme song to a movie. The movie is called Flashdance.
Yeah.
I told you it was a meme song.
Yes.
And we all learned a little something.
Theme song, not meme song. Theme song.
Not a meme song.
It's better as a meme than a theme song.
You don't know that. You haven't seen it as a theme song.
I'm just going off of your guys' comments.
Well, we weren't the right target market. I mean, admittedly, neither are you.
Yeah.
I feel like this song is going to go down in the pantheon of Jerkatorium songs that serve as cautionary tales against, you know, making jokes in music. Like, I feel like this is just like It's Not Over, where the whole point of the song is to, like, kind of make a musical joke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quite go that far. I mean, yeah, it is for the laughs. I would compare it more to Fingers Crossed.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's apt.
Oh my God, I don't know if it was worth the price I paid for that awful falsetto part, though. Like, so bad.
I was impressed by that.
Did he hit that note?
Did Ryan tune that note to the right spot?
Yeah, fake.
But did you even try to sing falsetto?
Yeah.
Oh, he sang falsetto. It's all falsetto and it's all his notes except for that one high note, which...
At the very end, yeah.
He couldn't hit. I couldn't hit. Nobody could hit it. Why bother?
Is it even in the range of a tenor?
Maybe.
It's a high... What was it? It's a high... Let me see.
Was it a G sharp?
It might be a B, if my toy piano is any indicator.
Most professional indicating equipment.
Yeah.
It's within range. It's not plugged into anything. It's the thing that I refer to, you know, embarrassingly often.
That's amazing.
Also, this song ended up pretty quiet, I think, because I screwed up the mastering because we were submitting like at 5 minutes to 10 a.m.
Yeah, some people mentioned that. But people also mentioned the drums. Everybody's mentioning how fabulous the drums sound.
Yeah, you should let the guy who programmed the drums do more of that.
Yeah, if I want. Well, there's, yeah. So there's we have so much to talk about. Do either of you want to say anything, or you want to cede the rest of the, you know, 4 hours of this podcast?
That's right. Welcome to you, Two Jerks Discussing Jerkatorium.
I feel like I've already given my 2 cents. Alice, yeah, giving?
Well, the only thing left written on my notes is big letters, Get Wrecked, Beatles.
Screw those guys.
Yep, you got them. Got them, all right.
Okay, so like I wrote this one, but my pitch to Chumpy was more of a manic, kind of a Dead Milkmen vibe. But what he came back with was Stray Cats. And whether or not that was an improvement depends on which kind of style you prefer. I think that some of the reviewers mentioned that it doesn't ape the Beatles style, but that, you know, it was never supposed to.
No.
Oh, yeah, that would have been completely against the point.
Yeah, exactly. I think people were like, well, it'd be better if it sounded like the Beatles, or assuming that it was supposed to, or that's what we were going for, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
I kind of wanted it to sound like a 50s rocker who was complaining about the 60s Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what makes sense. Yeah.
Right. I mean, like you even say there that you started trying to imitate the Beatles.
Oh, there's a little, what do you call it? A little guitar quote from Day Tripper in there that it might have been mixed too low. But when he bought a guitar and learned some songs, he goes into Day Tripper. little things hidden in there that only I care about. But yeah, no, part of the lyrics came from my favorite quote from John Waters from his essay Hatchet piece, where he turns on the radio, but then immediately regrets it because it's playing, quote, "an oldie but baddie by those honky Beatles who ruined rock and roll." And I did a spit take when I first read that like 30 years ago, and I still just love that quote. You know, 30 years ago, it was even more kind of like transgressive, just saying something like that. More transgressive than Naked Lunch. I was like, holy cow, he can't say that. But laughed so hard. So yeah, I just love that quote, and that's what went into kind of the idea for this.
I'm familiar with that quote because of you, and I did not catch it as being a reference in the chorus. I feel stupid now.
First they ruined rock and roll.
Yeah. I did not think of John Waters.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a big thing.
It's very cool.